not only hold public consultations and set up moratoriums, the people of Cuba North have a voice. The people of Cuba South have a voice. We have all been saying the very same thing, which is against the backdrop of high crime, high food prices, where people cannot afford the basic commodities in this country. Hold your hands, RIC, because people do not have money to buy food in this country today, far less to pay the high prices for higher electricity and water rates. Because we will do everything lawfully to ensure that we stop the process, even if it means going to the courts of Trinidad and Tobago.